It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
And that is the state capital, or it was yesterday at least, and certainly could be next week.
Oh, yes. That's when the legislature will take what are probably the final votes that will send this so-called right to work or freedom to work bills, or if you're on the union side, it's right to work for less legislation to the governor's desk. And he will almost certainly sign them.
Exactly. This week, within the space of 72 hours, right to work went from not on my agenda to on the agenda to...
Welcome to my hacienda.
Ouch. But yes, I mean, the governor really embraced this after saying he wished for months, for years, that he didn't have to.
You know, I'm wondering if that phrase not on my agenda is going to be retired. It's taken on a meaning now that's very different than the literal meaning of those words. It's become droll. It's taken on this Willy Wonka-esque quality.
You mean in the movie where whenever Gene Wilder asks someone not to do something, but he really knows they're going to do it anyway?
Stop, don't come back.
And, you know, repealing the motorcycle helmet law, domestic partner benefits, just to name a couple, they went from not on my agenda to the compiled laws of the state of Michigan. So I guess, Rick, the question is, what suddenly caused this issue to evolve?
Inevitability? It had just kind of taken on a life of its own after voters knocked down Proposal 2. A lot of interest, a lot of behind-the-scenes pressure, arguing that result was a green light to at least try to run right-to-work legislation, that the public would accept it. Maybe the governor just had to make the best deal he could once it became clear he was getting a right-to-work bill, no matter what. And, you know, it certainly makes his life less complicated vis-a-vis a potential Republican primary in 2014 and a challenge from the right. But it does complicate his general election prospects when this issue of right to work will almost certainly be used against him.
Absolutely. And, you know, we know once the governor gets these bills, signs them, that is so not going to be the end of it. The supporters of right to work are going to go from offense to defense.
Right. They, the right to work supporters, they have certainly already taken one critical preemptive step toward protecting their work, and that's putting $1 million appropriation in the legislation, making it referendum proof, immune to voter rejection.
As we've talked about before, spending bills cannot be overturned in a voter referendum.
It's in the state constitution.
Exactly. It's how Republicans protected the repeal of the item pricing law, tax overhaul bills, the pension tax.
You know, the only really, really controversial legislation that wasn't referendum proofed in this session was the emergency manager law. And we saw what happened to that.
Right. But unions and Democrats do have other options, right?
They do. There's talk of trying to recall some Republicans, like the Michigan Education Association did last year with State Representative Paul Scott. That also potentially improves the Democrats' prospects for taking over the House, the Senate, or both in 2014. But,
sure.
You know, recalls really have a pretty spotty record of success.
Okay, so that's recalls. How about it? Dare I use these words? Ballot questions?
Because they've worked so well for them. But there is that talk. The Democrats, the unions, they can't put a referendum on the ballot like they did with the emergency manager law, but they can run a petition drive for a voter-initiated law, one that would replace the right-to-work law. They could make another run at a constitutional amendment, not like Proposal 2, which was widely seen as an overreach, too sweeping.
Right. That would have repealed or threatened something like 170 laws, including some child safety laws, and that was used pretty effectively against Prop 2 proponents.
Mm-hmm. But what would happen if they drafted a simple, clean amendment, a sentence or two, something that's a lot more easily explained and defended regarding union rights? Because it is harder to get a yes vote on a ballot question than a no vote. So you want it to be simple and easy to understand, which Proposal 2 was not.
Well, after a pretty crazy week, I think it's a pretty safe bet that this is going to be hanging around for at least a couple of years.
Right, this right-to-work question.
Yeah.
The first fight of the 2013-2014 election cycle, Zoe, is really taking place right now.
Sort of like right to work for political reporters. Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief at the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.